What's your one shining moment at the end of the NCAA tournament? For those who watch it, you've probably heard their One Shining Moment song. It's a real jam. Started in 1987. Still rolls on now.
Yeah. Really good. There it is.
Something's happening.
Written by a guy on a bar napkin in Ann Arbor.
Really?
Yeah, he was watching Larry Bird play, and he was inspired, and he wrote the song.
Wow, he's great.
Yeah.
The ball is hit. Wow, that's even worse somehow. That he wrote it with inspiration. He wasn't hired to write it by, like, an ad agency or something.
He happened to know somebody who worked for CBS or something, and it went, like, hand to hand. Somebody at Sports Illustrated or something, and then, yeah.
And then, boom.
And then they would, let's play it.
Kurt, what is your one shining moment?
Hey, buds. Love the show.
Thank you. We love you, too. Still going to see
other
people.
I was Mackinac Island at a wedding, and we left the wedding venue, was walking into town, and some frat boys were getting loud and rowdy and threw a beer can at one of my buddies. So on the way back, all 15, 20 of us were walking back, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to poop on their porch. So I went up there, took a deuce right on their porch, and in front of everyone was, you know, screaming, cheering, yelling. And then the next day, we're walking back into town, and unfortunately, the old man that owned the house, not the fat one, was out there cleaning it up.
Oh, no. So you were the hero that night. Everybody's like, yeah, get those guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The unintended consequences of the rogue ghost feces. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kurt.
My goodness.
Peter in Green Bay, what's your one shining moment?
So I played 1 year of basketball in fifth grade, and my team sucked. We lost basically every game. But there was one game I remember, and it was the only shot I made all season. I was out on the three-point line. Guy wouldn't let me move, couldn't make a pass. So I was just like, screw it. I'm going to chuck it over my back. And I made a three-point shot behind the back. Only shot I made all season.
Did you turn your back to the basket and throw it, like, hands up over your head?
No, but it was an over the left shoulder kind of throw. I was like, yeah, screw it.
I bet it was beautiful. Did you celebrate like you won a gold medal?
I did a little bit, and then my coach was like, you should have saved that for a more important time. I'm like, how was I supposed to know?
Yeah, like I have 10 of those, and I know when they're coming. Come on. That's a lot. Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you, Peter. If you only get one basket, that's the way to go. This text, I ate 15 hot dogs in 10 minutes and became the Michigan thumb region. That's what they call the part of Michigan that looks like the thumb. Mm-hmm. Champion. Only 50 more before I can take down Joe Chestnut.
Wow.
Jared writes. Well done, Jared. 1-800-947-3979. This one from West Michigan, where Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, is from. He says, as a coach, my team beat the hell out of Kirk Cousins' seventh grade football team 38-6, October 31st, 2001. No cap.
That guy remembers the score, remembers the date.
Yeah. Damn. Well, you've got to.
What if Kirk Cousins remembers? He gets that deal with Atlanta and, you know, signs that big contract. And you're like, you have any regrets? Not about my time in Minnesota, but in seventh grade, I lost to this other team and the coach just did everything right. You know, their players weren't better than ours. They were just so well coached. Love to know where that guy is. Probably not.
I'm sure it eats at him all the time.
Let's see. This is Will in Florida. Hi, Will.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good. What is your one shining moment?
Well, I was a detective assigned to the Michigan State Police, sitting in my chair. I seen a couple trooper cars go by. I'm like, hey, guys, what's going on? They're like, we're looking for a guy that crashed his car in your neighbor's field and has an active meth lab.
Whoa.
I'm like, okay. So they said, well, keep an eye out for him. So I'm sitting in my recliner watching Dr. Phil over, and this guy's running across the field right next to my house. So I take off after him, get my gun out, put him down at gunpoint. And so another unit, dope unit, shows up, and they're like, who the hell are you? I said, who the hell are you? So got him in the car, took him to jail, and I had my name in the paper.
That is pretty good.
Nice. Your name in the paper.
So you're watching Dr. Phil in the recliner. Next thing you know, you got your gun to the back of the head of a guy that is an active meth dealer. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
good. Oh, absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is a good one shining moment. Yeah. Hotwings, what's your one shining moment?
You know, it was hard for me to narrow it down because I'm so inconsistent with everything. All of my moments are only one shining moment.
I've never had a second moment.
No, like my Demolition Derby win was pretty big. My dodgeball win, that was pretty
awesome. That was one of my favorites.
You know, the dodgeball one.
That was one of my favorites.
And Kokomo,
that was
right?
one of my favorites. Yeah, it was, well, it was that or the one that I'm going to tell because I've told that one before and you guys witnessed that. But the one though nobody witnessed. That is around here. I was way back in third grade, and I was no surprise. I was small and thin and light, and so I wasn't good at sports. But I was strong relative to my body weight,
mm-hmm.
and so in third grade in gym class, I climbed all the way to the ceiling on the rope. Climbed the rope all the way until I touched the ceiling, and there were a lot of kids that were like really rough and tumble and athletic kids.
Yeah.
At that age, and everyone looked at me and went, oh my God. And I came down and they cheered for me and high fived me. I'll never forget that. It was the greatest moment of my little life and still is. I still think about that moment.
You think you'd climb the rope now?
No.
Of course not.
Maybe I could get like 3 or 4 feet before my upper body went, no, I don't think so. I don't think you can do this now.
Somebody said their one shining moment was when they beat Hot Wings in the first ever version of Dumber Than the Show trivia in the new format. I don't know if it was like when we first went to every day of the week or what.
Okay.
But they said after they beat Hot Wings, they said, I don't remember what they said, but they said something like smartass to you. And everyone else on the show laughed and took his side. And he said, that's my one shining moment. I won money. And then everyone thought I was funnier. So that was a win.
I had a fun shining moment on Halloween. I dressed as a killer bee. And it was a child's costume that I just put like fake bullets around. And then I won a costume. I walked into a bar. This lady was like, we're about to do a costume contest. You should get up there. I won like a tray of shots. And
oh, man.
And I'm telling you, it wasn't just like one tray. I'd bring the tray back and they'd fill it up again. And I was the killer bee walking around sharing all my stuff with people. And they were like, this is the best Halloween ever. I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's
a Halloween hero.
This text, my shining moment. I was 21 and I got my bonus from work. I knew what to do. I spent the entire $3,400 at the strip club, and porn star Alexis Texas was there. She pulled me on stage and danced with me because I was throwing the most money. Also, I needed a transmission for my truck, but I blew all the money, and it's still worth it.
Oh, my God.
Found money.
Alexis Texas.
John in Nashville. Hi, John. Yours is a very good one shining moment. What happened?
Good morning. So I hunted most of my childhood and early adulthood with my dad. Nothing crazy. Squirrels, deer, once in a blue moon. Nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. Later, my late 20s, I went with my dad on a trip to Canada to go bear hunting with a bow. Well, when you go to Canada with bow hunting, you're not allowed to bring a firearm as a safety measure.
Okay.
So up there in Canada, bear hunting, and all of a sudden I see a bear, start getting real nervous. and then the bear starts hunting me. So now I'm really nervous. So I'm in my tree stand. The bear comes up. He can smell me, but he can't see me. So he starts shaking the tree, trying to get me to fall out.
Ooh.
I'm sitting there just pure adrenaline at this point.
Yeah.
So anyway, the bear kind of gets bored, goes off, tries to eat some berries, and then bam, I was able to pull the shot off, kill him, and he scored as a big record.
Wow. That's crazy.
So,
yeah.
I was so scared. I was like,
How long did it climb this tree?
I'm screwed.
Right? How long did it take before your body felt normal again? Do you remember?
Oh, about 4 days.
I bet, man. That would be so much adrenaline and everything else.
Woo. Being in a tree.
Thank you, John.
I mean, bear is shaking.
I could break the world record in push-ups at that point.
Yeah, right? I could lift a car.
Yeah.
This text from New Jersey. My shining moment is you reading this text live right now. Hi, Mom! That was just for you. One shining moment.